You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
Hey everybody, my name is Eric Escobar. I am a penetration tester, which basically means I break into corporate networks on a daily basis. So I always wanted to be an engineer of some sort, wasn't quite sure what kind of an engineer. I grew up playing with Legos, building things, taking things apart. So it was one of those things that it was a pretty easy thing when my family was like, you know what, you should go into engineering. I was like, hold on a second. I can get paid to do what I just do for fun. Like, that sounds kind of cool. So I took a survey of engineering class when I was in high school. And my toss-up was like computer science, computer engineering, and civil engineering, which are far different ends of the spectrum. And so I basically like picked between the two of them and I picked civil engineering. So I went to school and I got a four-year degree in civil engineering and a master's degree in civil engineering. And started my professional life as a civil engineer. And now I'm a registered civil engineer in the state of California. So I could still technically build a building, build a hospital, build, whatever you need to. But just took that degree and leveraged it right into cybersecurity. I've always loved computers. That's why my second choice was going to be like computer engineering or computer science, something along those lines. And it was one of those things that, as many situations happen, your roommate from college comes home and you're like, oh, I want to do something fun. Like, what are we going to do? Go over to his parents' house, manage to break into their Wi-Fi, or just do some, you know, like nefarious hijinks that's completely harmless. His dad gets home and is like, whoa. How did you guys, like, what did you guys do? And, you know, I would come to find out later that he is like the, you know, director of security for some cybersecurity company in California. And he's like, hey, how about I replace your engineering salary and you come work for me in the cybersecurity arena? I was like, okay, but I don't know anything. He's like, trust me, if you could do, you know, whatever hijinks we did, you know enough to get started. Your mind is in the right place. So make the hop, and I haven't looked back since. So I went from being civil engineer to working on like the blue team or, you know, defensive team for a company called Barracuda Networks. And then basically I just got involved in the whole like InfoSec, so information security like culture. We did, you know, went to DEF CON, went to a bunch of different conferences. And at one of these conferences, I, you know, was just chatting with somebody and, you know, we hit things off and he's like, hey, if you're ever interested in moving over to the red or the offensive side of things, you know, we'd love to interview. So, you know, a couple interviews later, and I started working in an adversarial role at SecureWorks, which is currently where I am now. And I've it's like dream job 100%. I basically just make the analogy of I'm a bank robber for hire, and companies will come hire SecureWorks to try and break in and steal everything that they hold dear, right? And all companies are different. And, you know, on any given day, I commit several thousand felonies if I didn't have permission to do what I do. One week I could be breaking into a literal bank. The next week I could be breaking into, you know, some type of tiny hardware or just a website. When you work in one level of like security or like you work for a company in security, you typically deal in only what they deal with. Whereas in my role, since we go through so many different companies testing their security, you get to see the inside of several dozen networks maybe in a given month, right? And so it's awesome because you get to learn really quickly on your feet. And yeah, any type of expertise, it's really easy to say like, hey, I don't know, but let's learn, like, you know, learn by doing kind of a thing. Best personality trait is curiosity. because, you know, there's a lot of items that you have to like go through and, you know, check the box to make sure that you did it correctly. But there's always that like, I wonder if I did this, how would either the program, the hardware, the website, how would it respond? Then from there, I feel like if you have the natural curiosity to say, how does this work and what happens if, then it kind of blossoms out into like whatever other personality trait that you have. You know, our team is filled with the most weird ragtag, you know, group of people. You know, you have a civil engineer like myself. We have RV salesmen. We have physicists. We have electrical engineers. We have, gosh, I mean, you name it. Everybody has those weird, quirky traits. And I think the one that unifies all of us is we're all curious about how things work. And that's what's really nice, is that there's no one like archetype of a hacker pentester. It's completely across the board. I think the collaboration piece is key because, again, there's nobody that knows everything, right? There's no one that even knows 10% of everything. You know that, like, if you need to get on the phone with somebody, hey, this person's a real smooth talker on the phone. Let's pick them up. And so having just that, you know, the list of skill sets as they go across the board. And so pulling from everybody's life experience, and then everybody's also spread across the globe. And it's all, you know, a whole other crazy thing dealing with time zones. And it's like, you know what, let's tap on the Japanese team to see if they've ever encountered, you know, X, Y, or Z. And so it's that collaboration is absolutely key, especially when you don't know everything. Just start listening to security podcasts just to learn the vernacular of like what words are commonly used and how things are phrased. And then just start, you know, going and looking for either if you want to get involved in like a bug bounty program, or if you don't know anything at all and you're starting from scratch, there's like $30 Udemy courses that will walk you through, you know, your first years of pen testing from, you know, setting up a full Active Directory domain and how to compromise and common misconfigurations. I've had, maybe 3 or 4 personal friends now that have come from all walks of life that have, you know, gotten their OSCP or in progress of getting their OSCP. And even just if they're in progress, it's led to jobs where, you know, one of them used to be a former pastor and now he's in information security, right? So it's, you know, there's a whole bunch of different windy paths, but really the first thing is just get started, learn how people talk about, you know, in the industry, and then go after a certification if you can. Like my whole thing is like, if we can just teach people in a fun way, like that'd be great.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.